This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for lectures, features, and radio shows. And now, here's Coy Barefoot.
We're joined live in studio with Dave Norris, the mayor of the city of Charlottesville, and we're honored to have him here. And we just before we talk about the issue, we're here to talk about the water supply plan and get your thoughts, sort of update us about where you are in the discussion. Mm-hmm. One of the key central folks in all these talks, Dave Norris. It's interesting to point out that in this, here we are in 2008, a blog post on your blog sparked me to email you and say, hey, Dave, you got to come in and talk about your blog post. Right, and I was just thinking as I'm running back from the printer, how interesting that is. That, you know, in the old days, it would have been a conversation in the saloon or something
right.
at the grocery store.
A smoke-filled room.
Yeah, but now it is your blog post.
Your blog post.
Yeah, and what's so great about it, and I do want to say this, and I was telling you before we went on the air, and this is one of the things that I think what makes particularly the city of Charlottesville local government so strong is that this is a contentious issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's a complicated issue.
Very complicated.
That involves a whole lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And what's great about your blog post is in the upshot of your post on your blog is you're basically saying, you know, you're inviting people into the conversation. Don't
sure.
let this conversation be just something you see on 29 or here on WINA.
Absolutely.
Participate in this conversation. I'm inviting who's ever reading this post or listening now to engage with this.
Well, and help us get help the community and the public get some better information on the table in terms of what are the choices facing our community. You know, and there's a lot of information floating around and a lot of misinformation floating around and a lot of speculation floating around and a lot of assumptions and untested assumptions floating around. And I think it would enrich the entire discussion about this issue if we got some better information on the table. And lay out the choices in a very simple way. But it is a very complicated issue, but simple as possible.
For folks who don't know, your blog is at sevilledave.blogspot.com. It's
correct.
The blog of the mayor of Charlottesville, and Charlottesville Mayor Dave Norris is with us. What is it? Flesh this out for us for
sure,
folks who haven't read it yet.
Well, of course, we've been engaged in since 2003, really 2004, in a discussion about how to provide for our long-term water supply. And we thought we had a solution that we had all arrived to in 2006 that seemed to balance all the divergent interests. And but a number of questions have been raised since then about this adopted solution, this adopted plan. And I think some good questions. You know, did it really take seriously enough the possibility of dredging the South Fork Reservoir as one example? It clearly didn't. And I think we're now working to fix that. Does it have accurate or realistic projections in terms of demand for water and usage of water? I'm not convinced that it does. I think we can do more on conservation and efficiency. But there are good aspects of the plan. And one aspect of the plan, you know, there were sort of four overarching themes, and I get into this on the blog post, but four overarching themes that guided this whole process. And one was we want to make sure that we have enough water. Two is we want to make sure we're able to repair or replace our aging infrastructure, water infrastructure. Three is we want to keep in our watershed. We want to stay in our watershed, not draw water from the James River. And four is we wanted to fix this long-standing problem of starving the Mormons River of water, which we've been doing for a number of years, and that's not good for its ecological health. And so,
for folks who don't know,
right.
that comes out of the Sugar Hollow Reservoir.
Correct. And so that's the main, the headwaters of the Mormons River, i.e. the Sugar Hollow Reservoir, are the main source of water for the reservoir, the Ragged Mountain Reservoir.
Yeah. Which if you go up there, that it's that rocky trail that used to be a river. It's the Mormons River.
Right. It used to be a river, and hopefully someday will be a river again. And it's not just for the benefit of, you know, the aesthetic benefit of the landowners along that river. There are many values to having a well-functioning or natural functioning river. Now, some will say that the plan is not really restoring the natural flow, and that's why I put the word natural in quotes on my blog, because it's still regulated by the dam at the reservoir up there at Sugar Hollow.
Yeah, but they're not getting rid of that dam as part of this plan.
Although, you know, I wouldn't personally rule that out either. I mean, if you really want to talk about restoring the natural flow, and if we can increase our conservation and efficiency, it is conceivable that as part of the equation down the line, we may look at breaching that dam. I mean, if we don't need it anymore. But that's a whole other issue,
yeah.
Just to complicate things further. But so anyhow, we had these four overarching goals. goals. And but in the last year, particularly, a very vocal group, Citizens for Sustainable Water Plan, came forward and basically said they really feel like dredging needed a closer look. They really felt like the impacts at the Ragged Mountain Reservoir were not warranted. They questioned the value or the advisability of creating a new pipeline that runs between the two reservoirs, South Fork and Ragged Mountain Reservoir. And they came up with an alternative plan that accomplishes many of the same things the original plan, except for the does not address to the extent the original plan does
the Mormons. Yeah.
And I think I wanted to use my blog post to sort of point out how it is that it's not just an issue of dredging and not dredging. There are other factors. And if you look at the contemporaneous media reports from when back in 2006, 2005, when the plan was arrived at, the Mormons River, addressing that was part and parcel, you know, front and center in that consensus, that community consensus that evolved around the adopted plan.
And how is that? How did that happen, that saving this Mormons River or making it better than it is? It's not going to, as you say, it's not going to be a natural flow.
Right.
We're talking with Charlottesville Mayor Dave Norris. How did that become part of the goal of water supply?
Because you had citizens who were involved in the water supply planning. I mean, who were very interested in seeing us, seeing the community save the Mormons River. There was a group called Friends of the Mormons River who were very active and very outspoken and got involved and, you know, and had a lot of environmentalists on their side because the environmental community saw that this was a value that they wanted to see reflected in the water supply plan. And so, which is why to this day, there are many environmentalists who still support the water supply plan, even though, as I say in the blog, there's others who are trying their best to frame it as an environmental train wreck. You know, there are environmental trade-offs to the plan. Obviously, there are some who feel like the added cost of making the provisions for quote-unquote saving the Mormons River, the financial costs, and also the impacts on the Ragged Mountain Reservoir, the ecology of, and the trees and on that area do not outweigh the value of quote-unquote saving the Mormons. So this is a discussion that we are having to have now. And that discussion becomes even more pointed the more, the higher the price tag, rises.
Yeah.
The adopted plan, and it certainly is. The recent news, however, about the dam at the Ragged Mountain, about what it would take to restore that dam, that is going to be reflected in whatever plan, because whatever plan that we adopt is most likely going to require us to restore that dam. Whether or not you go with the Citizens for Sustainable Water plan, or you go with the adopted community water supply plan, that dam's going to have to be fixed. There's hopefully, you know, we're going to have a good discussion about to the extent to which it will have to be fixed. There's still some people who feel like it doesn't need to be replaced. It can simply be repaired. I haven't seen evidence to verify that yet, but, you know, that's a discussion we're going to have.
Yeah. We're talking with Charlottesville Mayor Dave Norris, I'm sorry, about the 50-year.
Dave Norris.
Yeah, about the 50-year water supply plan, and we're honored to have him live in the studio. I thought it was interesting that you pointed out in your blog post and just now that you said something that I have had questions about. Guiding all of this
mm-hmm.
is this number. We're going to need X
right.
amount of water.
Right.
And you point out, and Haas Spencer has pointed out on the program, Kevin Lynch has pointed out, that nobody's really questioned those. But when you look at those, it's like, well, wait a minute, that seems a little high. Both the number of people that we're looking at in 50 years that would need this water, and the water usage that we need. And the reason this is important is because this really does determine exactly what we do, because it says how much water we'll need.
Yeah. I mean, the worst case scenario, I suppose, is that we build, you know, provide for too much water, in which case it becomes a 75-year water solution versus a 50-year water solution, and our grandchildren will thank us for it. But I do think there's value in reexamining those numbers. I've said publicly, I think we're not raising the bar high enough when it comes to our potential to conserve water. I mean, and if you look at what we've done in recent years as a result of drought restrictions, when we're challenged to do so, we can save water. And we don't even have to go that far. If we just practice smarter water conservation, water efficiency techniques and practices and technologies, we can save more than this plan envisions that we can save. And so there's a discussion happening right now about how we can get to that point. How do we conserve more? And I would like to see us take that, if we set a higher bar, have that reflected in the plan and in these estimates of demand projections, and and tweak the plan accordingly.
And am I correct? We're talking with Charlottesville Mayor Dave Norris. Am I correct that you believe that we should also factor in dredging into what dredging the South Fork of the Rivanna can provide? Because there's some advocates of this plan who believe that that shouldn't be factored in, that you can dredge for the boats, but don't dredge for water supply.
Well, I think for whatever reason you dredge, I think it's very likely that the South Fork Rivanna Reservoir will end up being dredged, although it's not a done deal yet. But I think it's very likely that there will be dredging there, and I don't see any reason why we should not factor that into the water supply plan. When you dredge, it is going to increase your water supply from that source, and why not factor that into the plan? And so I've said, as I've said before, you look at dredging, you factor in dredging and you factor in increased conservation efficiency. You can rework the plan. You can save millions of dollars. You can impact less of the Ragged Mountain Reservoir area, build a lower dam, and still figure out a way to address the issue with the Mormons. So
yeah,
that's the challenge.
Now the other big challenge, of course, mm-hmm. Dave, is this. How can we afford this? I mean, right now, this thing is... it's getting to be hundreds of millions of dollars that doesn't even include fixing the aging infrastructure.
Well, it does. The $143 million sort of a quote-unquote adopted community water supply plan, which is now may well be $160 million, $170 million, that does include the cost of replacing the infrastructure. There are some who say it's lowballing some things, such as what it's going to cost to do this new pipeline. However, on the flip side, there are many of us who feel like the alternative plan is also lowball in some key areas. For instance,
the Citizens Group
is saying that we can simply patch up this Sugar Hollow pipeline, which is a much longer pipeline than the one the new one that's proposed, and that we don't have to build a new Sugar Hollow pipeline. Well, a lot of us aren't convinced on that point. And if we do have to build a new Sugar Hollow pipeline, it's going to be a very expensive undertaking. And there's other components of that plan that need to be fleshed out as well. And my suggestion is we need to get some better numbers on the table for all of these options and better information in terms of the impacts and the ramifications. Fortunately or unfortunately, because the dam project's been put on hold, we have the time to do this.
So you really are making a public sort of plea here that we go back to the drawing board and not necessarily throw everything out, but in a sense go back to the drawing board.
Well, I think, we have taken the step, Rivanna has taken the step of bringing in some outside experts to look at the dam project itself. And is there another way to proceed with the dam project? Gannett Fleming, very tellingly, in their memo when they said, oops, we underestimated the potential cost of the dam by half, in their memo, which I don't know has really gotten widespread circulation yet, actually say in their own memo, maybe the community should step back and reexamine some of these other alternatives. And I'm not suggesting we go.
That is very telling, isn't it?
And I'm not suggesting we go back. I don't believe in the idea of just throwing out all the work that was done and going back to square one. I think we've come a long way. We're not there yet. We've got some good alternatives have been proposed. I want to see those numbers fleshed out. I want to see the current plan, the numbers on the current plan fleshed out. And if there's some way to fold that into this discussion, when we bring in these outside third-party experts, why not have them look at some of these other key proposals as well as they're looking at the dam itself and give us some better numbers on all the alternatives?
Do you think we're talking with Charlottesville Mayor Dave Norris. Some folks have criticized this task force that was created to look at dredging as saying that the folks on it are sort of stacked against considering dredging as a part of the formula for providing the water supply.
Well, you have to remember that task force was created in the wake of a, once again, unanimous decision by the City Council and the Board of Supervisors to stick with the fundamentals of the plan when it comes to solutions for water supply. However, those resolutions also included reflected the desire of the city and the county to look at the health of the South Fork Rivanna Reservoir on a variety of levels, and included the words water supply, included recreational aesthetic water supply down the line, and the extent to which dredging that reservoir is going to impact our water supply, in my opinion, has to be included in the conversation about the water supply. So
that is part of the work of this task force, as you understand it then.
Well, the task force, again, is not working for the task force is working from the assumption that that these other components that are in the adopted community water supply plan are all going to be put into place. And so that the primary mission of the Rivanna Reservoir is not to be a
Not
to dredge for water supply only. I mean, I think there's a number of reasons why we want to look at dredging the South Fork Reservoir, including water supply, including aesthetic, including recreational. And part of the reason why that's important, why that distinction is important, is because who's going to pay for the dredging? If you consider dredging, as the plan does, maintenance dredging, to be sort of an add-on, or not an add-on, because I think even the plan envisions there's going to have to be some maintenance dredging regardless. But if you consider that dredging serves other purposes, i.e. Aesthetic purpose, recreational purposes, that's going to impact who pays for it. And this is, you get back to the question, how are we going to pay for all this? And if we're expecting if we're going to move forward with this community water supply plan, and there's obviously questions being raised now, but if we're going to move forward with that, it's not fair to expect the ratepayers to shoulder 100% of the cost of dredging the reservoir if it's also serving these other valuable community needs.
If somebody who's on a well still enjoys fishing and boating there.
Well, yeah, and you had the residents who live along the reservoir, none of whom use water, none of them are ratepayers for Rivanna, demanding that Rivanna dredge the reservoir because it improves their
property values
and the aesthetic appeal of that area. They should have to help pay for that.
Dave Norris is mayor of the city of Charlottesville. Dave, thank you for coming in. I really appreciate
always
it.
Always a pleasure.
And we want to encourage folks to check out your blog and this article, this post that you recently put up this weekend. It's at sevilledave.blogspot.com. You can join the conversation there. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
You've been listening to WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. The show is on the air Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 in the afternoon. Join in on the show by calling 434-977-1070 or feel free to leave a comment on the show at sevillepodcast.com. This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network.